And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod, Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod. Rick Maxa's out of town today, but it is with Corey Sandin today for his very first Christmas spectacular here on Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Yes, it is. It is the Christmas spectacular, and we are going to open the line soon. Adam's got them blocked up. I know you've been trying, but we're going to open them soon. So stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges, how do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for 7, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, the Christmas spectacular.
Corey Sandin. Hey, Corey,
This is going to be fun. This is going to be your first Christmas. I know you've listened to it before.
Yeah.
Like being in the studio here and all this stuff and being part of the big judges panel.
Yeah, I'm not too bummed that Ricky's missing this one.
Yeah, I know Ricky was too bummed
not.
For Ricky. I know
not.
Ricky was pretty bummed. He's like, oh man, I hate that, but he's had to be with family.
Yeah.
And that's understandable. So, Corey, glad you're here.
I'm stoked to be here.
Yeah. Glad you're here, Mark Wish.
How many years?
I don't know. 20 plus.
Almost from the beginning.
I mean, we've been doing this show for 20. This will be our 27th year. At Christmas here, so yeah. I mean, we're in our 28th year, so I mean, maybe this is 28 years. I don't know, but it's been a long time.
It's getting too big of a number to
count. It is. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, too many gray hairs, right?
Yeah, what a great ride it's been, though.
It has been so much fun.
Yeah,
fun, and it keeps getting better and better every year. And look at our fishing this year. Right?
Fishing was fantastic. It's still pretty darn good for this time of year, and.
We were talking about the warm water and the amount of fish still around, like yesterday in your report.
Yeah, there's been a little sprinkle of bluefin tuna seen here. Some of those good ones were seen. I don't think anybody caught one, but, you know, it's just nice that it was here within 10, 15 miles of the beach. And then there's been a little bit of marlin still scattered around. The guys are just clobbering the swordfish doing the deep drop thing. In fact, the guy that last year... caught two out of his little skipjack fishing by himself. He came in yesterday doing a little Christmas shopping, and he caught two more this year, deep dropping.
Wow.
And
that's a private boater.
Yeah.
Not a commercial guy.
Yeah, no, private boater, 24-foot skipjack, mostly fishing by himself.
Because those commercial guys, I mean, they've got it figured out.
Oh, boy.
And they are so hush-hush.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I know one of them.
They're getting them.
And he's running so low that you can't even... talk to him now. I mean, they've got to be doing very, very well.
Well, I had a friend of mine told me that there's so much swordfish on the market right now, the price is down like $2 a pound.
Wow.
So,
Wow.
But, you know, it's just neat that they figured out that fishery like they have in every place else around the world pretty much, you know, about this deep drop thing and the daytime thing and how to do it and the gear to do it and where to do it. And
honestly, Mark, if it gets rid of the gill nets offshore...
Oh.
I mean, it's a 500% bonus,
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Yeah. Think about how much better that's going to be.
Yes, it's
the future
just
for our opportunities to catch swordfish in the future.
Talk
right?
about sustainable and no bycatch.
No bycatch.
And just...
Well, you know, you got
to
once in a while
a
catch an escalar and a few opas getting mixed in, but, you know, that's all good stuff. Anyway.
Yeah,
that's right.
All good stuff, yeah. But, so, I mean... We have a little blow coming on Christmas Day, but, I mean, we had a big blow a few weeks ago, and it didn't really change things, right?
It really didn't, and, you know, it's interesting, when we had that El Nino scenario, 14, 15, 16, whatever those years were, we'd see that same thing. The wind would blow, the water drop a degree or two, the wind would stop, water comes right back.
Yeah.
And we're seeing something similar, so in just the amount of fish are around and the way the fishing is, it's just... It feels like it might be another warm water scenario, and that's what the scientists are kind of trying to get their handle on. You know, the Pacific is looking like it's trying to do El Nino, although it's not going to be any kind of a big one. But, you know, that bodes well for us. We'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
So, of course, we heard the report from Captain John Collins yesterday from the Independence on their way back up at 160 miles, wide open, bluefin tuna, 100 to 250 pounds. That's exciting.
Yeah.
And he was so casual about it.
Yeah.
He was so casual, wasn't he?
So casual.
I had a young gentleman in the store yesterday that was on that trip that caught one of those bluefin.
Wow.
They saw him, I guess, on the way down. And it didn't bite, and then they swung through that same area coming home, and they had some good signal. He got a 110, I think it was.
Wow.
And he was very stoked.
So,
very stoked.
Captain Mark Wish, of course, your specialty, sea bass. What's the outlook?
Sea bass. Oh, man, I think the outlook, you know, it was interesting you mentioned that because I was looking at some sea bass catches, a really neat graph that I ran across, and, you know, they kind of just been staggering along. The fishery is very different than it used to be when, you know, those fish were gone in the 70s. I mean, completely gone, like 0, 0, 0. And then they started coming back in the 80s, and we started getting on them and learning how to do it, and it was, like, really super stealthy, and very few guys knew how to do it. And I was fortunate to be involved in that and fish really hard and kind of learn the patterns and all that. And what we see today in terms of those fish is very different than what we used to see, because we saw then and caught then a lot of school-sized fish and a lot of beach fishing at Catalina. And the coastal thing that gets all the big headlines today, you know, maybe it was going on and we just didn't know how to do it. You know, it might have been the same thing as these big bluefin off of Clemente. You know, maybe they've been there for 100 years. We just didn't know how to do it. You know, it's hard to say. But, you know, the sea bass thing today, there's a much higher percentage of big fish, which is cool. Everybody loves to catch a big fish. But I do not see the schools of the little ones mm-hmm. that we used to see, the 8 to 15
Where
pounders. And that's a question I've asked a lot of people, and yeah. I, you know, I never get a good answer. Where's all those 8 to 15 pounders that used to be thick?
Yeah.
But that next grade keeps coming, right? I mean,
yeah,
so those school grade are somewhere.
You would think that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But it's just they're not in the places where we used to catch them in the volume that we used to catch them.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know.
You know, you mentioned that. Here's something that just came to my mind is on the Shogun skiff trip, the last 2 years, they've actually had, they got on a couple spots down towards Sac Reef where it was wide open, like 8 to 12 pounders.
Right.
You know, maybe that's where they're living,
yeah,
down
right,
the beach
yeah.
there or up the beach or something.
And with that tanker grade now along the coast, of course, we had coastal gillnets before. Probably a lot of those went into
the
gillnets,
yeah, absolutely
right?
They did.
So we have no coastal gillnets, and now, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you
so
slid over that really smoothly. But but the fact that those are out of the inshore fishery and
yes.
out to 3 miles now is the reason why we have spot fin croaker and the calico fishing.
Absolutely.
And things that, I mean, I remember the half-day boat growing up, they would literally put the gill net across the place where the half-day boat wanted to back up and fish calicos.
Wow.
It was literally through the kelp.
Through the kelp.
Through the kelp. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I was over
killing
Catalina.
Everything.
It's seriously, indiscriminate,
yeah.
just everything
yeah.
perished.
Yeah. I was at Catalina one day, watched a gill net boat pull his net that was set right across the mouth of Little Harbor. And
wow.
the fish go in there to spawn.
Sure.
And I just sat there in shock watching this net get pulled because it was just a carpet of dead sea bass.
And
they walloped them.
Yeah.
And bat rays and
yeah, all that
leopard
yeah.
sharks and Super everything else.
Sharks.
Wow.
Yeah, and
all that
I
stuff.
Mean, to step down off the soapbox, it's just a beautiful ocean that we have
yes.
today. Yes.
And we're taking care of it much, much better than we did in the past.
Boy,
yes.
that's a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
We are. Thank goodness.
Which is really fantastic. Well, you know, the lines are packed. We played a little trick on you today. Adam's Adam, our guy, is such a brilliant guy. We blocked all the lines because people used to start calling it like 6 a.m., right? I want to get on the Christmas Spectacular. Well,
oh, yeah.
we blocked all the lines till we opened the show. And then he opened them up, and boom, they filled up right fast. So if you want to get through, lines are full, but just keep on trying. 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. Nothing open right now, but as we move forward, there'll be opportunities to get through.
What's going on today that all those lines loaded up so fast?
So it's our Christmas Spectacular, and let's go over a couple of ground rules, and then we'll talk about the prizes, okay? Ground rules are this. Time is key because
yeah.
we have to get through a lot of people and a lot of entertaining. So, I mean, we're lucky. If you come, it's the best contribution to the show today, whether it be a song, a tip, a poem, a story. It can be anything.
Any and all of those things
yes.
have won big on this Christmas Spectacular.
Yeah. Tips,
yeah.
great stories about father, son. I remember some of them in
yeah.
the past.
And insight into the industry, a lot of stuff going on
right.
in the industry.
Yeah. All kinds of stuff. It doesn't have to be Gus playing his French horn or anything like that, right?
But what doesn't win is something that goes on forever.
Yes.
Long
with
and
no
drawn out.
No apparent point.
We have a buzzer, right? That's the buzzer.
Yeah, yeah, buddy.
You don't want to have that buzzer.
Ouch!
You know, we have an entire panel of judges, and in the back there with Adam, and they're the ones that make
they're harsh.
Don't they're harsh. It's not us. Okay, you know, we love everybody, but you know, it's like almost sound like Donald Trump there, don't you? That was scary.
That's another story.
Yeah. Anyway, the judges are harsh, and so we want to make sure that you get through and get through. So the key is being less than 60 seconds. Ideally, you know, that 30 to 45 second range. You get past 30 seconds, which is an eternity on radio.
The fingers on the buzzer.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
You
so,
better be mesmerizing
yeah,
or else.
Yeah, better be mesmerizing. No, no offensive. We don't want to offend anybody. That's another thing for sure.
Well, that weeds out Dave Hansen.
Yeah, well, you know, he's going to call later, so we'll see what happens with that. But it's wide open after that. So, you know, just make it fun is the idea, and make it enjoyable, and celebrate the holiday season here, and have fun with it. So, Corey, why don't you reel off what we're giving away
today? Man, why don't we share the duties? It's so long. Here's the deal.
Seven different prize packages.
There isn't one winner. That's the crazy thing.
Seven of them.
Yes. Number one, a multi-spool Seaguar fluorocarbon, a Nomad DTX Minnow, and Anza Filet Knife. I mean, that's one package.
Multiple DTX Minnows. Yeah,
multiple?
So, yeah.
Well, and that's over $250.
Yeah, Anza Filet Knife.
Are you kidding me?
Handmade filet knife?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
The second one is a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the World Cup Marlin Frame Neutral Gray. Another $230 value. I mean, what, Pete, come on, this is crazy. Number three, a Calstar Graphite Rod.
Yeah.
$300 retail plus.
Yeah, plus. Thanks to John and Leon at CalStar for donating that, as they do every year, right,
Mark?
Is it
going to be a seven? They do every year, and thanks to those guys for sure. Is it going to be a 700 ml? The famous
I don't know. John just said, I'll let you know what it is, but just give away a graphiter.
Perfect. Number four, this is the one I want to win right here, okay?
Right.
$400 worth of AFCO clothing, a shopping spree.
Yeah, you're going to be able to go onto AFCO.com and spend $400 on any clothing you want on their. I wear their clothing every day. It is the best clothing in the business.
Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You're kidding me. Over $400.
Okay.
Number five, Shimano Torium Reel and two half day passes on the Dolphin, courtesy of Fisherman's Landing. Again, $300.
Yeah, Torium. Thanks to Doug and Fisherman's Landing Tackle for all that. We sure appreciate that.
Awesome. Number six, a set of three of Mark Wish's books.
Now, wait a minute.
I know.
Books are out of print.
No.
They're
back.
Still around.
They're back. Yeah, they're back.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the three books are?
Yeah. Lessons from a Lifetime on the Water, which is kind of just general thoughts and concepts, no specific spots.
Yeah.
And then Between 2 and 20 Fathoms, which is the first one that I did, and this is the second edition, recently updated, and that's got all the spots and info on exactly how to fish our coastal waters between the middle of Palos Verdes down to Dana Point. And then the book In the Gray, which is 500 pages about how to fish Catalina Island, and a lot of it is focused on them white sea bass.
All those books are so amazing.
I've learned
so much from those books, for sure.
Legendary.
Thanks.
And not to be outdone, but the long-range book we heard yesterday from Creaky Tiki.
Yeah, that's included in the
I just kind of dig that name. I love saying that. Creaky Tiki.
He loves saying it, too.
He's a good guy, too.
He's a nice guy. He's a great guy.
In that package with those books, along with that, is a $50 gift certificate, thanks to Mark, for Pacific Edge.
How about that?
So $200 package right there. Number seven, the grand prize, Shimano Talica, Talica 10, two-speed, with a matching talus rod, over $600 value.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable present.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Thanks to Shimano and the great people at Shimano for supporting Let's Talk Hookup for all these years. And again, for next year, we're very thankful to have Shimano as our sponsor.
That's awesome.
For next year,
Awesome reels.
Those
awesome
Talicas, oh my God, those Talicas are fantastic.
It could be the best reel ever made.
Hell yeah.
For its purpose,
Those things are fantastic.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So, without further ado, let's start the Christmas Spectacular.
Man, where do we start, Pete? They're all packed up.
Yes,
what
indeed.
Do we do? How about we just start up top?
Yeah, why not?
Let's take Stephen from L.A. Good morning. Welcome to the Christmas Spectacular.
Good morning, Steve.
Hey, guys. Good morning. This is going to be interesting. I got a song for you, and I have a cold.
Okay.
So this should be fun. So here we go. I also invited Elvin and the Chipmunks to join me in with me. So they're here now.
Fantastic.
And ready, guys? All right, Elvin, come on. Here we go. What? Oh, that guy. Christmas, Christmas time is here. Time for new reels and time for gear. I've been good, but I can't wait. Please mark wish I make this wish. When a yacht with a sea.
The judges were cruel right off the start there, man.
Oh, boy.
Steve, it must be that cold. Merry Christmas to you, Steve.
Hey, that opened up the 858 line.
Thanks for the effort there, Steve.
Wonderful time of the year. Let's take Eddie.
Good morning.
How about Eddie and Vista?
Eddie and Vista. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning.
Contribution.
You guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, here it is. I can't match the song or the jingle stuff, but I have a tip. So I was fishing Guadalupe on the Let's Talk hookup trip, and I caught 3 out of 4 bites. And I was back hooking, and I found that back hooking, you can reel your baits in real slow, and you just get hammered. I got hammered on one fish that just rooster tailed across the bow. It was hot. So that's it.
Wow. So a hot tip on how to get bit at Guadalupe Island. That's a good one, Eddie.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're hooking them right behind the head.
Because if you hook about a thumb's width in front of the dorsal fin with a circle hook, it just comes in true straight. And it kind of acts like a plane, and it goes down a little bit deeper.
It kind of marauders.
Than if you nose hooked.
Yeah, marauders on the way in. Let's do it.
I like it. Kind of like that.
I like it, Eddie. Thanks a lot for the call. Merry Christmas to you.
All right. Should we do another one, Pete?
Let's do it.
Let's take Matthew. Matthew and La Mesa, welcome to the show.
Hi, Matthew.
Hey, good morning, guys. Got a quick Christmas song here I'd like to give you guys. It's called Bluefin Christmas.
All right.
2018 was quite fun, and the bluefin tuna kept us on the run. From the Cortez, Tanner, and Farnworth's banks to the Chile RSW tanks, many a cow were caught this year, a reason for the season of tuna cheer. Thanks to Santa Rick, Santa Pete, Santa Corey, and Santa Mark, we knew all the spots in the light and the dark. Now, this is the best show in town, so don't touch that dial and turn it down. So thank you, boys, for taking my call. Merry Christmas to one and all.
That's a good one.
There you go.
Matthew.
Kept it short.
Nice.
Kept it good.
Excellent job, Matthew.
Good job.
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks a lot for that. That was a good one.
That was right on target, man. I like it.
He's a poet.
I wonder if Hills can do it that good. Let's take Hills from Ventura.
Good morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. So to thank you for 20-plus years of listening, I got a little song.
All right.
There's 10 seconds.
Uh-oh. Do we lose him?
Did we?
Oh, he dropped.
Man, he buzzed himself.
Well, hopefully he can get back through. Hopefully we can get back through.
He buzzed himself. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll give him a chance to call back. We're going to be right back on the Christmas Spectacular here on Let's Talk Hookup with Mark Wish on the Mighty 1090.
Jingle bells. Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have 3 generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate. Right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Lanero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLanero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Lanero. We love families.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Nothing could be better for that saltwater angler on your list than a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Tranks, Terramar, Colt Sniper, Torium, Tiagra, Flatfall, and much more from Shimano. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
You've heard all about it. You know the angler's catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
All right, good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and the Christmas Spectacular.
Indeed. Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge here. A lot of good takes already. And keep trying. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. You know what? This time of year, we like to reflect on being grateful for a lot of things. And I'm very grateful for all the great people involved with Let's Talk Hookup over these many years and this year, too, and our sponsors. We have so many great sponsors. And one of the sponsors you just heard, Kussler Yachts, Pete Giacalone, my buddy over there at Kussler Yachts. I have a great Kussler Yacht story. So I have a friend who will remain unnamed that's looking for a boat, like a 35-foot boat. Cabo or something like that, right? And he's been looking on Yacht World and found like what he thought was the perfect boat. And I read the listing and everything, and I said, there's some issues with the engines and stuff, and looks really good on paper, but you know, something's going on here. So he thought, you know, I just bypass a local broker and just go direct to the broker back east, right? Well, bad idea. So I showed the listing to Pete, and Pete like immediately said, okay, here's the problem, here's the problem, here's the problem. I got my buddy on the phone and say, here, will you talk to this guy, straighten him out on the real deal? And that's why you need a guy who knows his stuff, like the guys at Kussler Yachts, to represent you. It doesn't cost you anymore, but you're spending thousands of dollars on a boat.
Tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands. Yeah. Maybe sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you need somebody that knows their stuff. Right, Mark?
That is so true.
Yes.
To get the advice on the broker end of it.
And your end, not the other guy.
Yeah,
your
exactly.
guy. You have to have your guy.
And then, you know, and I hear this all the time. Our customers go back east to buy trailer boats because they can just pull them out here.
Mm-hmm.
But some of those boats have been sinkers from the hurricane things, mm-hmm. and they buy them without surveys. Sometimes right. they buy them even without seeing them, and they right. get them out here. And it's like
lightning strikes. Yeah. That's another thing that happens back east.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Sitting around.
Just sitting around.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you buy that boat without a boat survey from a surveyor that's on your side
yeah.
and an engine analysis and oil analysis, boy, you're just crazy.
Yeah. No.
You know, unless and, you want, and, a, unless and you want
more,
a project.
And more extensive stuff than that, too. But,
yeah.
But that's why, you know, you first of all, not every yacht broker is somebody that you want. I mean, you got to know this yacht broker.
Yep.
I mean, you know it was well.
Oh, boy.
There's a lot of guys out there you don't want to hire here in Southern California or wherever. But when you find one that's right, like the guys at Custler Yachts, these guys will represent you, and they know their stuff.
Hey,
like
Pete's.
He immediately said, here's the problem with that boat. Because that's what they do every day, all day.
And Pete's been around at least 30 years that I know of,
yeah.
right? I mean,
inside and out of engine
right,
rooms, too,
exactly.
right? He's been running sport boats and running commercial yes. boats and stuff like that. So, anyway, I just heard his ad, and I thought I'd relate that story
yeah.
to you just because it's a classic example of
And you didn't get buzzed.
No, I didn't get buzzed. Yeah, so that's my Christmas contribution today. Let's go back into it, Corey. The lines are packed, and these guys want to talk.
Let's do it. Let's take David. David's calling from Riverside. Good morning. Welcome to the Let's Talk Hookup Christmas Spectacular, David.
Ah, good morning, guys. I don't really have anything funny to say other than I've been breeding fishermen for about the last 20 years. Now, we're going to go on a meat run on the 27th, get some bunch of rock, you know, rock cod and stuff. There was about 12 of us. We put on our own little jackpot thing, and I could sure use one of your presents.
Oh, well, there it is.
There's a present for you.
Merry Christmas.
Man, that was...
Oh, those judges are cruel.
They are
wow.
tough. They are so tough. So tough. Let's try Ken. Ken's calling from Santa Barbara. Welcome, Ken.
Good morning, Ken.
Hey, good morning, guys. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas.
To you, Ken.
I was I put a song together last night, but my throat's a little froggy this morning, so I'm going to offer one of my past offerings up called A Royal Star Memory. So it's the night before Christmas, and all through the fleet, not an angler was stirring, not rock cod or peat. Rods in the racks outside the galley with care, with hopes the giant tuna soon would be there. Fishermen were nestled all snug in their beds, with visions of Wahoo dancing in their heads. With Tim at the wheel and Paul kicking back, I just settled in for a much-needed nap. When from the wheelhouse there came such a clatter, I sprang from my bunk to see what was the matter. Captain Tim was lit up like a marlin at strike, shouting, giant tuna on us, and I wanted to bite. I grabbed my rail rod with my Calico 50, pinned on the tube mackerel, and counted to three. Then just off the corner there came a huge boil, with Blake yelling, Ken, you're bit! Was I up for the toil? The fish and I fought like a mean tug of war. I knew in the morning I'd surely be sore. In the report corner I had him at bay. I sat on my rod butt and started cranking away. I'm sure you're all wondering who won that great fight. Well, Merry Christmas to all, and to all good night.
Hey, very good, Ken. I remember that one. That was a winner in previous years, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
It was. Well, Merry Christmas to you, Ken. A nice repeat there.
That's a great jingle.
Hope you get well. Very well done. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, I see Hills. Hills is back.
All right, Hills.
Let's hear it again, Hills.
Okay. Okay, I got to get my notes. That's what happened. I think I fumbled my notes.
Aha!
So to thank you for the last 20-plus years of listening and calling in. On the best fishing show, Let's Talk Hookup gave to me a gift card from Perfield Tackle, a Shimano rod and reel, two passes on the daily double, a full day on the San Diego, a three-quarter day and sweatshirt from Dana Wore, a pair of Maui Jims, the Baja book from Gary Graham, a gift card from Fisherman's Landing, a full day on the Liberty trip on the Mission Bell, a gift pack from Bill Barney, and a trip with Fanny Florentino.
Very nice.
Merry Christmas.
All right.
Oh, that was good.
That's cool. Very good. Merry Christmas to you, Hills. Thanks a lot for the call
this morning. Guys.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm glad we got him back.
Yes, indeed.
Let's try Harry. Harry's calling from La Jolla this morning. Welcome,
morning, Harry.
Hey, happy holidays. You know, we're all very fortunate to be fishing right here on the water in San Diego. Most of us have some extra gear, and my suggestion would be for us to gather up a rod and a reel, put a red ribbon on it, take it to the local fire department for them to distribute to a deserving child. Now, if you can't take it to the fire department, take it down to the pier and give it to one of the deckhands to give to a child on the boat. Now, I also have a very short Christmas riddle, and I would suggest that you sit down with your family when you throw this riddle out for joy, and that is, what do you call a cat at the beach at Christmas time?
What do you call a cat?
What do you a cat at the beach at Christmas time?
I don't know.
Let's hear it.
Sandy Claus.
Ah, very good. All right.
Oh, that's a
nice,
good one.
Harry. Merry Christmas to you, and a nice suggestion too to give some the gift of fishing to a child.
Absolutely,
sure.
Absolutely.
I like it. Thanks, Harry.
I like it too.
Merry Christmas.
Let's jump back into it. Steven. Steven's calling from Encinitas. Welcome, Steven.
Good morning, Steven.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Pete, Corey, and Mark. I've got a little bit of a tip and also a short limerick. The tip is that this fall I was offshore going between La Jolla and the 209, flat glass, couldn't really see much features on the water at all. Cruising along, see a pack of Mylar balloons. Head over towards the Mylar balloons, picked them up, helped to preserve the cleanliness of our ocean. Looked to the left, and there was a patty. We cast it out on it. Wide open Dorado. So the tip is, when spotting is tough and you see balloons, go there, because floating things tend to cluster up in the current. So just a little tip to find stuff.
That's,
now I have a little limerick that goes along with it.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Cleaning up the ocean, too.
Yeah, those Mylar balloons are nasty. So yeah,
right?
Get them out.
Absolutely,
of the water.
Absolutely. And the fishing for balloons this year was wide open. It was pretty sad. All right, here we go. Enter new Governor Newsom. His cronies say sportsmen are gruesome. Please support CCA. Anglers' rights are in play. If we blink on the sink, we could lose them.
Wow. Very good.
Yeah.
Well done.
That's well, very one. Well
sorry,
done.
Sorry, well sorry done. Governor.
Yeah. Well, that's
all right. Well, you know,
yeah.
Yeah, no consequences, people.
Yes, indeed. All right, Stephen, Merry Christmas to you. Nice job. Appreciate the call this morning.
Oh,
all right.
Good one.
877-792-1090 just popped open.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Doug. Doug's calling from Montebello. Welcome to the Christmas Spectacular, Doug.
This is a tip. Since we all need to go to get prescription bottles, you give our prescription bottles a second chance, and you put your fish hooks in there so when the water gets rough, your hooks don't get rusted.
There it is.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one, Doug, and he kept it short.
There it is.
No buzzer.
There it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Job.
Nice
Thank
job,
you.
Doug.
No time for the buzzer.
Merry Christmas to you, Doug. Thanks
He did a good job. I like it.
All right. Very good.
Let's take Rich. Rich is calling from Chula Vista. Welcome to the show this morning, Rich.
Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's it going? That 30-second buzzer is harsh this morning.
It's a harsh. Oh, the judges are. Yeah, they're, we have a new staff of judges that are just. Man, they're just brutal. Yeah.
I got a 30-second Jingle Bell Fisherman remix. I'm going to set off for you guys real quick. Yellowtail, flaming up all day. Oh, what fun it is to ride a boat for a full day. Yellowtail, flaming up all day. Oh, what fun it is to be a fisherman, hooray. It might be overcast, but the water looks like glass. These decks get bloody fast. Please give me one last cast. Freeze it full of fish. My wife's one only wish. A salty husband who knows how to shop for a daily dish. Heading back to land. Now the divers take a nap. I dreamt I wrote the winning song and became the sock of hookups Christmas. There you go.
There it is. Nice. All right, Rich. Merry Christmas to you. Nice
job
on that.
Thanks, buddy.
On the Christmas jingle, for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks for the show.
All right.
Thanks
Merry
for the
Christmas
show.
To you. All right.
Man,
thanks.
Such fun stuff this morning.
Yeah, good stuff this morning. For
Santa
our
Claus
Christmas
Mark.
Yeah.
Having a good time in studio.
Oh,
we're gonna be right back with the Christmas Spectacular and Santa Claus.
We're making some good progress here today, man. It's good.
We're going to be right back, and let's talk hook up the Mighty 1090.
In the land.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want, a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and pen. We have the best pen has to offer, including International VISX, Fathom 2-Speed, Torque 2-Speed, Fathom Star Drag, and so much more. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of pen saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff DuBois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. So let's talk about the Talica reel that we're giving away today in the Talus Rod. Talica reel, the Talica 2-speed, is there anything better?
You know, in terms of Southern California inshore and offshore tackle, they just do the best of the best.
The power, the smoothness, the casting ability, and that EI treatment that they put on there.
Corrosion resistance.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, you don't even have to wash it. Well, you do, but once in a while, you don't necessarily even have to wash it. But just when you hook a fish, you've got the power to turn the handle. And if you need that low gear, put it in low and turn the handle even further.
Yeah, you can just ask all those bluefin that were dead on the decks this year from how good those Talica reels are.
Yeah, indeed. You match that with a Therese or a Talus reel, like a rod that we're giving away today. Lightweight, powerful combo there from our friends at Shimano. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer. Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com. All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Weekend before Christmas.
Yes, like Christmas is like Christmas Eve is tomorrow,
right?
Yeah, you got all your shopping done.
I think I do. Yes.
All right. Cool.
Yes.
Yeah. How about you, Mark Rush?
No, not quite. I got to do a couple stops on the way home.
Yeah, I'm fine. That's all right. You still have time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, check out this week's edition of Western Out There News, always loaded with great information. You need a last-minute Christmas gift? What about a subscription to Western Out There News? They have lots of good stuff this week, including, wow, how about that monster ling on the front cover there, huh?
I saw that picture. That thing is great. And going to this deeper water here when cod opens back up.
Yes.
Oh, there's going to be so much of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait.
So
can't
check
wait.
It out at this week's Western Out There News. Better yet, subscribe or give it as a gift. Last minute Christmas gift there. Hey, speaking
one.
Of ling cod, give us a Mark Wish ling cod tip, okay? When we opened it won't open until March, right? But 75 fathoms along the coast. How deep do ling cod live?
Well, they go quite deep, but most of our really big ones around here, you know, you're going to, you know, maybe down to 100 fathoms like that, which, you know, we're still precluded from. But there's really good fishing in much less water than that. So, you know, I fish them right outside of Long Beach on the edge of the shelf. I fish some little wrecks that are out there. Small spots are not, they're not easy to find. And that's why they're good, because the big boats don't mess around with them.
Yeah, too small.
Yeah. And the way that I like to fish them is to either catch some mackerels at the bait barge or or and, go out to the deep water, the soft bottom in like 400 feet, and catch tank sand dabs. Because for whatever reason, those lingcods love their sand dabs.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And
it works.
Yeah, they definitely work. In fact, I had a guy
in the on like a bait.
Yeah, just nose hook them. Yeah. And you want to fish heavy gear.
Is that legal?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, all right. Totally. We just fish them on a dropper loop, 40 or 50 pound, and just a 4-0, 5-0, 6-0 hook, and enough weight to get you straight up and down so you can get straight to the bottom in a hurry. Because, again, if you're fishing small spots, you don't have a lot of room for, you know, error.
Yeah.
And hang on.
Hang
because
on.
Because then big ones pull hard, yeah, and they want to go right back in their little holes.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Tight drag, right?
Tight drag, heavier gear, absolutely.
Yeah, because if they're going to bite, they're going to bite.
They're not
line shy.
No, not at all, not a bit. And they usually, and I've seen this for years, when we fish them on jigs, it's the first jig down. Their first
bait aggressive
down.
They're so aggressive. They just
and they're
jump
just,
on
it's
it.
It's like they're just sitting there waiting.
What are the biggest ones you've heard of locally? Like Pete had that 50-plus pound, close to 60 monster
in Alaska.
In Alaska.
The common, biggest one we've caught locally is 31 pounds.
That's huge.
Off a little airplane wreck right out in front of Avalon.
That's huge.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
You call that the airplane?
Yeah. And what was crazy is when I was a kid, we were on our first boat fishing right there off the can dump, and they used to take those seaplanes off right from the east end of the island, and we're watching the seaplane take off. He gets about 10 feet above the water. The engine pops out of the wing. One of the engines pops out of the wing.
Ooh.
And he spun around, crashed. So we pulled our anchor up, ran out there. We got four people off the wreck.
Whoa.
And for years, fishing marlin in that area, I would, I just kind of remember where spots and things are. I kind of knew where that was, so I always looked for that wreck. Well, I found it years ago.
How crazy.
And there's next to nothing left of it. There's a couple little scratches on the meter. If you didn't know what you're looking at, you'd never see it. But,
sure.
Oh, my God, we have caught some big wings off of that thing.
Well, don't tell anybody.
Yeah, no, right.
I don't know.
You're not going to find it.
No, they're not going to find it.
Well, let's find out what's biting out there. Catch Report today is sponsored in part by Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Looking at that last-minute Christmas gift? Hey, check Fish Pros Holiday Rub Pack. They're open. Go get it. It's really amazing. Gift boxed and ready to give. There's a 3-pack for $20 and a 9-pack for $60. That's a $72 value. Fish Pros will even ship it, but it's a little late for Christmas if you want to give somebody an after Christmas deal. But pick it up at their Liberty Station location and see them, these great gifts, or order it online at fishermansprocessing.com. Let's go ahead and start. Captain Brian Woolley, Dana War Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Brian.
Morning, good morning.
You have a song for us today?
No.
Okay.
We'll leave that to the people that are going to win your awesome prizes
all
today.
Right.
In fact, once you had a couple half and three-quarter day passes, I don't know if you have anything like that in there from us. But,
very nice.
Spruce that on up.
We'll
with,
spruce it up. We'll add that to the Pacific Edge pack.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect. Cool. Well, hey, for us again, I'm going to tell you that the bottom fishing was what we were targeting on our three-quarter day trips this week. A little hint of some yellowtail off the beach might, you might see a little change in some of our three-quarter day stuff this week. They get out there and look around maybe for some of that this coming week. But I'll tell you, we had some good fishing, better part of our week. I'd say probably Wednesday was the best day of our week as far as quality goes. We had some real nice reds and grouper on Wednesday, but plenty of nice fish on every trip that we were out in that deeper water. That live sardine accounted for plenty of fish, but, some of that cut mackerel, there's a ton of bait out in that zone right now. Catch some of that mackerel and strip that stuff up. It's kind of a day saver for sure. A lot of red crab moved back in that area there earlier in the week, so we've been having to kind of move around to some of the crab-free zones down there to make our catch. The half-day fishing, too, again, kind of right where you expect it for the end of December. A lot of whitefish, some good sheephead action, and some more sand bass. Our water temps in on the coast is like that 60 to 62 degree range. And I'd say, again, the guys that are preparing and coming with some of that exotic bait, like that shrimp, clam, mussel, they're, seeing some dividends for their preparation there for sure. On the halibut front, still kind of the same. That real nice 25-pounder sitting in the top of the Derby leaderboard, but the board's full, and there's, I think the Kalani is out today trying to add a few more fish to that board and move stuff around. So short week for us next week, obviously closed on Christmas, but a busy week, I'd imagine, with kids out of school and all that good fun stuff. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, give the landing a call. Number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web as well at danawarf.com. And use that discount code SAVE, S-A-V-E. That'll save you 25% on one of these half or three-quarter day trips. And also take advantage of that kids fish free with us in December. Remember, two kids for one full fare paid adult. So I know there's some winter break going on here with the holidays. So get a kid on out on the water with you and save some money like that.
Wow, what a great deal. Captain Brian Willie, Merry Christmas to you and all the great people there at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Thanks for all your generosity and taking people fishing. And we'll talk to you after Christmas next Sunday.
Sounds great, guys. Merry Christmas. Have fun today.
Merry Christmas to you. All right, waiting for Gundy Gunderson. We'll see if he gives us a call. In the meantime, let's go ahead and get back into it, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck from Dana Point, welcome to the Christmas Spectacular with Santa Claus, Mark.
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Can't wait to start sculpin' fishing. I have a New Year's challenge for all the manufacturers to come up with a descending unit rig. You know, these boats trying to use a descending unit, they're always looking for a rig to put it on. They're always using their own personal stuff. I mean, how hard would it be to Shimano come up with a rig already set up for them and donate it to the boats? It's going to be a tax write-off anyway. And my tip is to, when I used to fish the Ronald Mackeys, if you want to be a little different, you could clip that top tail fin, and they'll swim way lower than everybody else's. So just get out there and fish, you guys. Tight lines to everybody.
All right, good one.
Okay. Yeah.
Tight lines.
All right,
let's do it, Chuck. Thanks a lot for the call. Merry Christmas to you.
And that opened up an 858. Let's take a toll-free and talk to Robert. Robert from Lakeside. Welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, Robert.
Hey, good morning, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Me being a FedEx driver, it's been a busy, busy week. So I kind of have a little poem in regards to my one more day of work tomorrow, which is going to be a long day. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and I'm still on the job. All of my customers love me. They say, hi, FedEx Bob. The packages were laid at the doors with great care, with the hopes of a Christmas wish soon would be there. When all of a sudden there was such a clatter, this little girl looked at me. I said, what's the matter? I've been waiting for a present to give to my dad, and if it's not here by Christmas, I'll be so sad. So I gave her the package, and she smiled with delight and said, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Nice job.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, that's good. And thank you for, I know it's a tough season for you drivers out there.
Right?
Yeah, and you guys
are
working hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, almost over there, Robert, right?
Yep, one more day, 70 hours last week.
Wow.
That's crazy. And then the 26th with all the returns.
There you go. All your pickups, yeah. Well, good luck with it.
And gift cards.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. Thanks, Bob. Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate that.
Great job. You guys, too.
All right.
Yeah, that was a good one.
All right, continue with Gundy Gunderson, right, Corey?
There it is. Gundy Gunderson, good morning.
How you guys doing? Merry Christmas.
Hey, Gundy.
Hope everyone gets what they want under their tree in the shape of a fishing rod or reel.
That's right.
Hey, pretty darn good, you know, fishing for this time of year. You know, we still got some 63-degree water on the beach, you know, for December. So guys are still spotting corbina. Actually, several were caught along the Army-Navy, and not big fish, but, you know, pound and a halfers, which is unique for this time of year. But the best bet in the developing thing was the halibut fishing. You know, not a lot of guys doing it, but and not a lot of fish, but the quality was really good. I think the best fish this week was the 34-inch fish taken off the Seal Beach jetty up there on a smelt pattern swim bait. The guys also picking at them along that Army-Navy Academy area there, Ponto. So there's definitely fish around, and there hasn't been a lot of swell and stuff, so they've kind of moved shallow. And then the other thing would be the perch fishing, you know, the bigger models off Oxnard, Ventura, Santa Barbara. They had some 2-pound class fish this week up there. And then a good bite on the southern section, mostly palm-sized models, but easy limits, you know, fishing gulp sandworms and that. Some of the better spots, Bolsa Chica, Huntington Cliffs, the Wedge, Salt Creek, Army-Navy, Torrey Pines. So most of your sandy beaches. So
still something to do in between, you know, if it gets too stuffy in that Christmas party with all those folks, you know, and you need to get out just a little bit. There's still some stuff on the beach.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what. We're, you know, you talk about shiners, right?
Yeah, right.
Mark, catch shiner perch?
Shiner perch?
Shiner perch, yeah.
Oh, I know all about shiner perch. We used to catch them at night and then take them down to the oil rigs off Huntington Beach and just destroy the big calico bass on them.
No kidding.
Yes, and they're perfect size. I mean, a big one's like 4 or 5 inches.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love them things.
And all
those perches.
And all I know is they've got the beautiful double yellow bright
seven. If you look at it carefully, it almost looks like 7-Eleven. We call them 7-Eleven perch. Yeah,
right.
7-Eleven perch.
Yeah,
I'll be done.
Yeah, we got some of the guys too make them and then pitch them out along the jetty for halibut and stuff like that. You know, there's another way to use those things. But heck of a show, man.
All right, Dundee.
Thanks.
The Christmas special. I don't really have a song and dance. I do have a little limerick though. Let me give you this.
Go for it.
Daddy went down to the brook to catch a fish on a hook. Mama cooked it in a pan. Baby ate it like a man.
Very nice.
There it is.
There
man.
It is.
Gundy's raising the bar.
raise the bar.
Yeah. Gundy, Merry Christmas to you, and thanks for all you do for Let's Talk Hookup, and we'll talk to you next Saturday, next Sunday.
Being part of this family.
Yeah, great to have you, Gundy. We'll see you next Sunday.
All right.
Gundy's so awesome. Yeah. I love the surf reports, and he's always so thorough.
He does such
so
a great
good.
Job in his writings and Western Out There News and more. Yeah.
And along with
he's
that,
a star.
Let me tell you this. I mean, for surf fishing, the tide counter is the number one. And Bill Varney's 2019 CCA sport fishing tide counter is now available. Great pictures, tides, moon phase, important dates, fishing tips, and so much more. In addition, you have a chance to win prizes each month here on the show. We'll announce it. Help support CCA by purchasing the calendar at Tackle Stores, Landings, Turner's Outdoorsman, and online at surffishtackle.com.
What a great stocking stuffer. That calendar
perfect.
Is indispensable.
Yeah,
man.
We sell tons of those.
You sell
things.
Them at the
absolutely.
Shop.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, and Bill did one once again another great job with the calendar this year. So pick one up. That's an easy one. Just go down to your local tackle store and grab one and put it in the stocking for Christmas tomorrow.
It's a great gift.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump back into the Christmas spectacular.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Joel. Joel's calling from Goleta. Good morning.
Good morning, Joel. Merry
hey,
Christmas.
How's it going, guys?
Great.
I just wanted to wish all you guys a Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year. And I just wanted to give a quick shout-out to my friend, Fernando. He was my fishing buddy on the Goleta Pier. He just passed away last week. And I just want to thank him for all the stuff he taught me about fishing. And, you know, I was a little kid that used to bother him on the pier, but he took his time to show me all his tricks and all his little tips he had. And I just hope he's up there catching some big corvinas and surf perch because that's what he loved to do.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Nice
Joel.
Sentiments, yeah.
Yeah, that's a real nice one. Very nice, Joel. Merry Christmas to you and
okay,
Happy New Year.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Too. Yeah, thanks a lot.
And I can relate to that, man. Fishing as a kid on the pier, and I learned a lot from the old timers.
Yeah,
know, and
some of those old pier guys, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's where it all kind of started, right? Fishing as a kid on the pier.
Seal Beach Pier
that's,
for me.
Hey, for me, too.
Right?
I used to ride my bike.
Oh, my God, yeah.
From Kenny's stomping ground in Wine Gardens, I used to ride my little BMX bike down Seal Beach or Belmont Pier, and just the memories, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I've got memories of the '59 El Nino catching Sierra mackerels.
Sierra mackerels.
You're
kidding
me. Well, it was a huge El Nino, yeah, and they were thick in there. We caught them on Lucky Joe's, you know, little bait rigs.
Yes,
lots of them.
I just had some.
Yeah, crazy.
Sierra ceviche yesterday, straight from Mazaman.
Best ceviche.
Yes,
oh,
bring it on.
Like a Sierra for sure.
Let's do it.
All right.
Hey, talk about doing it. Let's do this. We're going to have more when we come back, and Let's Talk Hook Up, the Christmas Spectacular, Santa Claus Mark, here on Let's Talk Hook Up, the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
XEBRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
It's long range time at the Ridge and Lower Banks. Time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica for tuna, Trinidad for wahoo, matched with a Therese rod. Choosing the right size Talica, Trinidad, and Therese is the trick, and that's where we come in, with more experience and expertise on long range fishing than anyone. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the Shimano gear for your long range trip. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park. Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com.